ground was very saturated all spring. A lot of farmers didn't get the crops in until 3 or 4 weeks after the average planting date. And then once they did get it in the ground was cool. It didn't grow very well at all. And then we started getting all these rains. And so it's going to be, you're right, not only devastating to the residents of Cedar Rapids, but devastating to the residents of Linn County and a lot of counties. I think I heard on the radio the other day that 83 of the 99 counties in Iowa are declared disaster counties right now.
Yeah, and looking longer term, the impact is going to be felt in food prices.
You know, yeah, that's potential too. I mean, Iowa and Illinois produce a majority of the corn that's grown throughout the country and taken all over the world. So it could have an impact on everyone.
That's Dave Couch with the fire department in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now, if you're listening in the American Midwest and you've been affected by the flooding, you could email worldhaveyoursay@bbc.co.uk to share your experiences. And if you want to learn more about what's happening in and around Iowa by seeing some coming up later in the program, a rock dating from antiquity found in southern Egypt by the French and taken to a British museum. So who owns it?
In itself, it's not so beautiful, not so important. Its history, its